We continue on our locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9. The Sabetha Blue Jays getting set for their basketball season to start this week. And now it's time to talk about the boys a little bit, and that's with head coach Scott Berger. 18 wins, 5 losses a year ago. So much talent returning, and the expectations certainly high for the Blue Jays here this season. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, you've been doing this for a long time now, and going down one more time here in 22 and 23. It'll be year number 32, but it will be your final year as the head coach. How does it feel just kind of going in, knowing that this is the last ride, and certainly the team that you have can certainly make it fun for you?
You know, it's I don't know how to explain it, you know, because, like, this is my 39th year at Sabetha, and, you know, I think back of, you know, when I got the job here and the first time and how blessed I was to be in a community like that and staying somewhere for 39 years. It's all because of the people here in this town. And so, it's going to be fun. I mean, I've always, enjoyed, every basketball team, no matter what their record was, just being able to work with all the different kids. They all bring, special gifts and, you know, just seeing them then, grow up and, be husbands and fathers. And so there's a lot of joy that you get out of coaching that, not necessarily are the wins and losses that you see on the team. And so I'm excited about that, but yeah, we have a good group of kids and, you know, a lot of them started their freshman and sophomore years and they took the lumps then, but they turned around and had a good year last year and they worked hard this summer. And so we're all excited about this coming year.
A lot of those guys playing for the football team that made the semifinals as well. And it's just hard to really kind of pinpoint where to begin, you know, when talking about your roster this year. It's just got so much talent across the board. The starters, you know, Matthew Garber, we can start with him in the backcourt, Nathan Vuce, Davis Roki, Christian McAfee, Noel Niehuis. I mean, the list goes on, and, you know, the people are seeing it out there, a top five ranking in 3A, and the first basketball rankings, you know, as we're getting close to the start of the season, of course, this week. So people certainly noticing that Sabetha certainly has a quality team. How this group kind of gelled together getting ready for this first run?
You know, of course, we haven't had very many practices right now, but you know their group that they've played a lot of basketball. We've got a group that, like I said, a lot of them played all summer, and they definitely have skills. But you know, also, you know, we just got to be concerned sometimes when you get to the point where you know your skill set is good. A lot of times you might overlook all the little things, you know, whether it's be blocking out or moving your feet. And so we just got to be mindful. It's the little things that win games, you know, not getting in foul trouble, you know, attacking the boards. And there's just so many little things that people maybe are not aware of, you know, when you're watching the game. So that's going to be our emphasis, is controlling the things we can control. And that's defense and doing the little things. And then we'll just see where that takes us. And so, but yeah, they're a fun group. They're a joy to coach, and not because they got talent. They're just good kids. They stay in the gym late, and they get along. And as you saw in the football team too, they just they really play well together, and they really like each other.
Just a group of winners, no doubt about it. And it starts on Friday with a home game against Marysville, which, again, kind of an unknown there. They do got some good pieces. How much do you know about Marysville, and just, you know, what's kind of the expectations going into game one?
I think Marysville will be probably one of the top teams we play all year, if not maybe the best. They have everybody back from last year, all their starters. They're very, very athletic. They're very physical, and they're very well coached. And so I honestly believe that they're going to be one of the top two or three teams we face this year. And so we're excited about that. Every time we play them, it's always a close game. And I think their strengths are kind of maybe opposite of what our strengths are. And so we'll just have to see, you know what I'm saying, who can use their strengths. And like I said before, just do the little things and then hopefully make enough shots to pull out a victory.
Scott Berger, the head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, getting ready for another season at the helm. It starts Friday with a home tilt against Marysville. Expectations certainly high for the Blue Jays here this season. Coach, we appreciate it. Good start here to the first week, and good luck against Marysville. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for all you do.